Good, so Rav Chanan raises the question as to why the Baal HaKerem is more achrayus than the Baal HaTzua. V'hol de'oimrim le'Baal HaKerem gedor mishum darachokas talet amayis hibnei avedas HaKerem. Kosher. Right? The Tosfos says oimrim le'gedor perish le'Baal HaKerem. And that's one of the halachis that we learn from Oymim Lo Yedor. V'hu ha-mazik. And he's called the mazik. Why is he called the mazik? They're both equally responsible. So the arba amay sh'om v'l harchik hu v'shvil ha-vedas ha-kerem. The Meiri says that what's the arba amay? Because arba amay is a separation that is recognizable. It's a separation of yanika that's nika, right? The Miri says that the definition of what is a satisfactory separation that dissipates the isur of kalayim, is it has to be a recognizable separation where the two do not are not connected with each other through yanika. They don't feed off each other. They don't supply each other. Right, they're not nourishing together. What's yanika? Yanika means that the ground is providing minerals and water, whatever, for the plants. So if they're yoinik together, that's considered to be that's one of the parameters that creates kalayim. Two plants that look like they're growing together and that are being nourished from the same area. Okay? So Dalet Amos, a separation of 6 feet, a separation of Dalet Amos satisfies that they're no longer being yonic from each other, and they are recognizably separate. Gemara in the Mishnah says a wall does the same thing. Right? The Meiri discusses why a wall should do the same thing. Is that accurate? That every wall does, or only a wall that's on top of ground that's not being made? Okay. So then the Mishnah says, who provides the Dalet Amos? The Dalet Amos she'omer l'harchei kulav bishvil avodas hakerem. So apparently Chazal said that since if you own a vineyard, you need an area of 6 feet to take care of the vineyard, so Chazal said, so that should be the obligation of the Baal HaKerem to provide. Right? Heyois, that the Baal HaKerem needs the 6 feet anyways, so the obligation of providing that separation now becomes the obligation of the Balak Erev. Right? If they have a wall, so then the Balak Erev, if he wants, he can figure out another way of taking care of his Erev. He can plant up to the wall. But if there's no wall, so then the Balak Erev, since the Balak Erev usually requires Dalet Amos, so Chazal said, let him provide the Dalet Amos. Right? A yois that he has to have the Dalet Amos. In other words, they're two neighbors. So ideally, the two neighbors should not impact on each other. Ideally, my activity in my backyard should not limit your activity in your backyard. I should maximize. But sometimes it's unpreventable that my activity will prevent your activity. That we'll discuss in terms of Hezekiah. In order to give us both equal access to our backyards, we have to limit the access that we both have to each of our backyards. Right? So now we're saying, so that seems to be the guiding rule, that we try to maximize the usage of each individual property. We try to minimize my impeding your use of your property. So now, if we both have to, if when it comes to privacy, so the opening Mishnah was, we both have equal stakes in using our backyards, and we both we both equally impede on each other, so we both have to provide the same, we have to be willing to give up the same area of our backyards to provide privacy to each other. All right, so we have to provide the same amount of ground for the fence, and we have to equally contribute to the fence. But now when it comes to Kalayim and Echanami, if you're planting tomatoes and I'm planting avocados, so avocados are a tree, or avocados are they're a tree, it's a tree, yeah. So you're tomato, I'm like cucumbers, so you're planting so then we don't have a wall in between. So then we both have to provide the distance that's required. But if I'm planting a kerem, so I need to have 4 amos clearance anyways. That 4 amos comes from my field. Why should the four amos don't come from your field? I'm not going to stand in your field and take care of my grapes, because I'm standing in the ground you could use for your tomatoes. So he knows that I need 4 amos, that Roiv, Baalei, Kerem require 4 amos anyways. So then those 4 amos come from me. So that's apparently the approach that Chazal took. Right? Because that's the way that we both maximize, you know, we minimize the intrusion that we're each making in each other's property. Now the wall falls. Sorry, so we put up we have a wall. We move in, and there's a wall already. Now, so then maximizing means we plant up to the wall. The wall collapses. So then the Tosva says, so now the Locha reverts back to, I'm using 4 amos that I shouldn't be necessarily using. How I planted my kerem there doesn't really matter. Maybe I decided to use, it was good for me to get the Dalet Amos on the other side of the kerem. Whatever it is, that's not really significant. Whatever reason, I decided I'm going to plant up to the kerem. I'm an amateur. I didn't download the instructions well. I didn't read to the end. So I didn't read the last instructions, leave Dalet Amos. I didn't get there. I planted first. So that's, when Orthodox Jews put up a sukkah, I never read all the full instructions to the end. All right? So you always go step by step. So the same thing is true for the kerem over here. So now, but when the wall falls down, so I'm the one who's supposed to be providing Dalet Amos, and I'm not providing this Dalet Amos. So Tosfos says, so that makes me the mazik. Perish lebalik who am mazik. The arba amos or mulachik who mishul avodas kerem. Can a minu and perik sheni lekamen. Afilu Rav Yosi the Gomer Lakama al Nizik Larchikas Atzmai. Amar Ravashi Lakama by Rav Yosi Begiridi Lein. This is a case of Giridi. I apparently didn't say it properly yesterday. Everyone corrected me. So this is a case of Giridi Lein. The Aymeri the Lahachi Ketani. I malai gidar malai ketani chayv lagdar. Levi shetzarach lasri is boy. V'malai yisri boy lagdar ina chayv b'achriyusa. So now Gemara says that according to Tosfos, so that's I malai gidar, right? Ulachi nakat treizim. Now we know there are Rishonim who disagree with that. Right? We know that the Miri quotes that there are Rishonim who say that both are Chayiv. What would be the Hezber for both, that both are Chayiv and both take equal responsibility for the Hezek? What would be the Hezber for that? Who's that?
So
what happened to the, but the Baal HaKerem was Chayiv to provide Dalet Amos. So he's not providing Dalet Amos. No, what did you say, Shai?
If he's up against the wall to begin with, then when the wall falls...
So it could be there was an understanding, but having the wall there, there was an understanding that we're not going to require the Dalet Amos, like a mechila, right? So therefore, that could be one interpretation. That's what the Meiri says, that it could be, he quotes those who are mechayiv both. Or whoever doesn't want to contribute to the wall. And there are those who say that the Baal HaKerem is chayiv because they hold only the Baal HaKerem, only the Kerem becomes aser. Okay, so that we would understand. But Tosfos says that because I'm supposed to provide the Dalet Amos, Tosfos doesn't accept the idea that the fact that there was a wall there means it was an implicit mechila. He says the wall there meant as long as the wall's there. It doesn't mean that I'm now committing myself to giving up my Dalet Amos. As long as the wall's there, we can plant up to the wall. Why do we have the drama? You should just say, Chayiv Ligdor. Levisha Tzorach Las Rois Boy. Vimloyis Ruboy Ligdor, Eina Chayiv Achriyusai. So why is that? Why does my chiyuv depend on a conversation? We just explained so nicely now that my chiyuv, that I'm obligated because I should provide the Dalet Amos. So now the Gemara says, no, the wall falls, so if it's not Oymim Ligador, so then Sheinei Sovrili is Chayiv Ligdor Kosha. And so why would Oymim Ligador be important? Go ahead, Elijah.
Das.
Was that?
The introduction of like Das in between Baal HaKerem and also Baal
HaTzvuah. And you're saying Das from the perspective of Klaim or from the perspective of being the Mazik?
Well, I guess that is a little bit dependent on whose opinion you're hearing within. But if you're within Tosfos, it would be like the Mazik. And if you're in like the house or the Ragash or something like that, it would be...
So stick to Tosfos right now. So the das would be. Go ahead.
The mazik, because the Tosfos is very into saying the chiyuv is damage based and not kilayim based.
Well, it's damage based, not kilayim based. Because of the kilayim that creates the hezek.
Yeah, it seemed like at the end of the Kovitz Shur, the way you described Tosfos was more that. It's not Mishum Kilayim, it's Mishum Hezek.
Correct. Yeah.
So seemingly it would just be that Tosfos is
we'll hold that for a moment. So how does the Oymim Ligador make him into the Mazik?
Because now it's his prerogative to be building that fence. And then like the
And before?
Before there was a mutual understanding that I guess they were okay with it happening, but then once that mutual understanding was like not
So you're saying that as long as the wall was there, so then there might be... I'm the Balakara. So I have the ability to say, maybe he was Michael. We both planted up to the wall. So until the wall falls, we're both maximizing the use of our properties. Now, when the wall comes down, so what will be the basis for the Baal HaKerem to sit back and say, let me wait till the Baal HaTvua. We're going to end up assuring each other's property. So what gives me this chus to hold back and say, let's wait and see what happens? To see if he's meichel or not. I'm being mazik him. He's being mazik me. What would you say? Simon?
Maybe it's nichalei for the Baal HaSada. For some reason that he could, that Baal HaKerem is waiting to see if Baal HaSada is really bothered by it. Because it's a two-way street here. Meaning, there is kilayim, but for some reason the Baal HaSada could be nichalei for him, and therefore it would, and no chiyuv would then fall on the Baal, on the Baal HaKerem.
So you're saying that the requirement of Oyim LeGedor is because that holds off the Iser Kalayim from Minchal. I'm doing something.
Yeah, at least for the Baal HaSada.
Okay. I mean, for both,
yeah.
Because the other one's now going to respond. She said, "Sorach has the definite of the words." So I'm like Gedor, like Tani Chayav Gedor. If he should Sorach has raised by him, like Yisro boy Gedor, ain't a Chayav Achriusai. If he doesn't, if he's not Masra, then he's not Chayav to pay for the damage later on. Ulahochi Nakat Nami to raise him the difference. Av pam shniya kishenifitza tzarech las roisei shenei sover liyes chayev ligdor kol shah v'nifitza pam shlish is misapkele, and when a tam does not accept that lachi naka treizim nei, because he wants to teach us that then in order that the beetle is not cumulative. Once he fixes it up, then whatever grew becomes insignificant, becomes not even noteworthy. So what are we pointing out? We're pointing out the Tosfos is Shita, the Baal HaKerem, that the Chiyuv is Chal on the Baal HaKerem because he is supposed to provide the easement. And by not providing that, so he's not living up to his responsibility as a neighbor. So now, let's have to connect the dots. So I'm not being a good neighbor. So I'm encroaching on the use of your property more than I should be encroaching. Okay? Now that my being a bad neighbor now is causing both of us a hezek. And now that the Gemara says that my being a bad neighbor, my encroaching on your, I now become chayiv for... I'm not chayiv for the drop in the value of your property. I'm chayiv for causing you that you now cannot sell, you cannot eat or sell some of your crops. Right? I become a chayiv ki'ilo I actually damaged your crop. The damage that I inflicted upon you is I dropped the value of your property. The damage that we both are causing each other is we're both causing that there are crops and it cannot be fully used. So the Gemara says, so Tosafot understands that the Bala Kerem, the easiest way to understand this is the way the Meiri describes the Rishonim, who say that my crop is the aggressive crop. That I get. If I plant a vineyard, so that means I'm planting something that's going to charge into your property. There's no wall there. Okay? So part of the achrayus of planting an aggressive plant is that I have to take the responsibility for that. It's like having a shore go into your property and eat up. So if I have an animal that's eating your crop, I have to pay for it. So now we take it one step further. I have a crop that's going to cause your crop, so I have a wall. Good. No wall, I become chayim. So that I get. That makes a lot of sense to me. That's the Ramban's Malach. Miri quotes. Because that's clearly a form of giri delay. Good, I get that. Taisva says, no, that's not pshat. L'chor, if that was pshat, then what's Arim le'gedor and le'gedor? Who needs Arim le'gedor?
Why do you need a Miri too?
Sorry?
Of course, the Miri, why do you need Arim le'gedor also?
Correct. Yeah.
Miri.
Correct. Yeah. In other words, so if I'm saying that it would seem from Tosfos that what prevents Tosfos from taking the approach of that my plants are aggressive is that who needs Arim le'gedor? That's how Tosfos reads. Tosfos says there's a chiyuv, and what's the Arim le'gedor? Because without Arim le'gedor, I would not be chayav achrayus. Question is, why is that so? So we're saying right now, because I the Bala Kerem, had the ability to say that you were a moichel. So if I'm chayiv because my crops are aggressive, why should I say I'm? Why should I dream that I'm moichel? But if my chayiv is because I should be, that I'm encroaching on your property, and we have a wall, so now, as long as we have a wall, I'm not encroaching on your property. Now the wall fell. So now I am encroaching on your property more than Chazal wanted me to do. Okay? So now, so why does that create a mice, a machai? Hold on a second, because we're tight for time. So that's the essential, the Koivis' question. Makshim. He says, Kosh, the hocha ayrim chitza shenifritza, the koidim shenifritza, yismuchin zel zemamish. Ubegai gam the gamaz rom oisun kamay kerem. So we were next to each other. We had a mechitza. When the mechitza falls, so we are now going to aser each other's crop. Dirak harchokas dalet amvisi bishvil avoidus a kerem. He says, why don't we both, now that we had a wall, and the wall falls, so why does it revert back? Well, I should have had, and I shouldn't have Dalet Amos. As long as we had a wall, I didn't need Dalet Amos. If there was no wall, this is the Koivetz, Rav Chanan says, if there was no wall there, I understand. I need for Amos anyways, so Chazal can tell me, you need for Amos anyways. So you're by planting a kerem, you've accepted upon yourself that you're going to provide a certain fallow area, and that means by when you plant your kerem, so you are being moichel on using those dalet amos. So the guy next to you uses the entire field. Now the wall falls. So now if I decide that I want to use those, when I planted a kerem, I gave up on those dalet amos. Because I need dalet amos for everybody's a kerem. No, I understand that. Now I have a wall there. That means I didn't give anything. So now the wall falls. So why does it revert back to what if I didn't have a wall? I have a wall. So now you're going to tell me that if I, that hey yois, and I planted a kerem, so now I'm accepting upon myself no wall, dalet amos, yes wall. That's what, So Rav Chanan says, "Al musmuchin mamish tavayel berachaka." Kain shnei mazikin zeh lazeh. We are equally being mazik each other. So the question that we're asking of you: why would you say that we now get to interpret the situation based on a what if? What if they didn't have a wall? L'mashikosav v'taisvus. The chiyav arachok u'mishum hezek. Kosher. The belavach yitzorin laharchik mishum isu mekayim kloy kerem. So the Tanya Rav Chanan says that it would seem. I don't see this so clearly in Tosfos the way he's saying it. He's saying that the ba'arva amay she'omer laharchik hu mishvil avoydes lekerem. Perish l'bala kerem. Hu amazik. The arva amay she'omer laharchik hu mishvil avoydes lekerem. So Rav Chanan understands that the chiyuv that I have of keeping Dalet Amos is that I should not be a mazik. Hold on. Right. Rav Chanan understands Chazal said that if I plant a kerem, when we plant crops in our fields, we are setting ourselves up to be mazik each other. Right? I'm looking at it. If I plant grass in my backyard, right? I want to play ball, basketball, not a problem, right? Now I want to turn my backyard into a garden. Okay? Flowers, still good. Right? But now we start doing vegetables. So now I have to think in my mind, I have to make sure that what I'm doing is not mazik you. Right? You know, when I function in my backyard, I have to think about not doing something that's mazik my neighbors. I can't build a slope in my backyard that will bring all the water into your backyard. That's not a mazik, right? So I can't do something that's mazik you. So now when we plant fruit crops, vegetable crops, so we're now setting ourselves up to possibly being mazik. All right? So now the Mechonin is saying, so therefore Chazal said, we can't be mazik. So if you're planting vegetables, all right, so you're both going to have to give a certain space. But if you're planting a kerem, so the way that you shouldn't be a mazik is by giving dalet amos at the edge of the field. Because you have to dalet amos anyways. So Mechonin understands that Chazal was saying, we're looking at when the person plants the kerem, he has to keep dalet amos so he shouldn't be a mazik. So if that's how you look at it, so then now I have a wall that prevents me from being a mazik. The wall falls, I have to go back to my dalet amos to prevent me from being a mazik. All right, so that's how I was smuchin mamish tavav erachaka. Umashakosav atayis the chiyav erachaka mishum hezek. Kosher. So Taisav, Rav Chanan says, but that's a very difficult way to learn pshat in the Vraisa, in the Takanas Chazal. The Takanas Chazal of Dalet Amos isn't so I shouldn't be a mazik, it's that I shouldn't have Kloy Kerem. Now, Fil the Rabbonon, the Mekayim, ain't a like him, he called Mokim, he Sirikot, Kivum Rambam. The Evsha Loimer Oi de Marchoka Ainabitam Mazik in a Shayach Lechiyav Tashlumen. The Kaven the Chayav Lishalem Serch Loimediga Chiyav Harchoka Mishum Nizokin. Right? So what Elijah was saying before. How does Tosfos come to this conclusion? Because at the end of the Braisa, the Balakarim is Chayiv for a Hezek that he did. What made him the Mazik? What made him more of a Mazik? So again, I get it if the nature of Kerem is that it's aggressive, that makes me into a Mazik. But if that's not what makes me into a Mazik, so how did I become the Mazik with the Dalet Amos? See, Rav Chanan says, because I'm supposed to have Dalet Amos to prevent the Iser Kalayim? Okay? that makes me an avarian, that makes me a bad neighbor. I'm supposed to have Dalet Amay, so we shouldn't have Nisar Kalayim. Got it. But why do I become a Choshen Mishpat Gemazik? Because I didn't give a Dalet Amay. In other words, I'm not doing my Dalet Amay. Okay? So I'm not being a nice guy. So now you have to be careful not to plant your crops thanks to my care. But why does that make me into a mazik? So Bochanan says, Mashukosav dechayev achriusa kishuloi godu davkim chiyuvay ligdor hu mishum archogas nezikin. Ablim lehoyo chayev ligdor ele bishul isu mekayim kalayim lehoyo mischayevim bitashlumen. V'zelush en ramban bedina digar meim. So Bochanan says, the conclusion must be from our sugya that when Chazal established that I should give up the Dalet Amos, that was Chazal were doing that in order that I should that I should not be doing something that minimizes the use of your property. All right, so again, so Rav Chanan says, in order to make sense of Tosfos, we have to draw this conclusion. Again, what's Mochanan's Malachim here? Tosfos learns the sugya by saying that Oymim Legedor is necessary in order for Achiyev Achrayas. Tosfos learns Pshat that the Balakarim is Chayev Bachrayas. Okay? Again, Machlegis Rishonim. Who is Chayev to pay the loss of here? So many Rishonim say both have an equal chiyuv. Why do both have an equal chiyuv? Because right now they have a wall that's between them. They can fully use their property. The wall falls, they have an equal achrayus to put the wall back up. Whoever doesn't participate in putting the wall up is chayuv for any hezek that. So that sits with us very easily. Then there's a malach amongst the Rishonim that says the Balakarim is always going to be the mazik because his crops are on the march. So I plant a carrot, I plant a marching property, I have a chiyuv to protect. Okay, also says this one. Comes Tosfos, and Tosfos has a chiddush. Tosfos says it's davka the Balakarim, not because his carrot is aggressive. Why is the Balakarim chayiv? So Tosfos says, well, because there's an understanding that he shouldn't have had Dalet Amos there. So that's very difficult to understand. But we have a wall there now. We're past that. He had a chayiv, but he's already, we're already past the Dalet Amos. We are living with a wall between us. That means we're now living with using our property to the maximum. So why are we going back to what would have happened if there was no wall?
Because the wall
has
been breached.
So, why don't we use with the present tenses that we had a wall that was protecting both of us from each other, and now that protection fell. So we now need to participate and put up money so that we can protect each of us from each other. Right? That's the kasha. So again, if you'll tell me, well, because my crop is the aggressive crop, okay, that's part of being a balakarim. But if you'll tell me, Tosfos says, no, that's not the reason. In other words, without this Tosfos, we could go on to the next sugya. Right? Because without this Tosfos, we either would say they're both chayv to pay, or the Baal Kerem is Chai, because that's part of the Achrayus having a Kerem. Good. Now Tosfos says, no. The reason that he's Chayiv is, number one, because if there hadn't been a wall, he would have required Dalet Amos. Number two, is because the guy is telling him, put up a wall. So why does that create a Chayiv Mamonis? So that's what Rav Chanan is saying. So Rav Chanan says, in order to make sense of this Tosfos, we have to take the next step and said that when Chazal established the four Amor rule, they were establishing it b'toyr b'dini choshen mishpat, not just b'dini kalayim. So since they were establishing b'dini choshen mishpat, because they were saying, you plant a kerem, unless you give a four Amor, you are a mazik, you are a chrai to give four Amor. You put up a wall, so that means the guy next door is letting you off the hook of your Dalit Amma's responsibility. But if the guy next door says, sorry, the good times are over. So then, I become chayv to put up the wall. Why? So Rochanan says the only way we can understand this is when Chazal said Dalit Amma's, they were telling me, it's not b'toyras being a nice guy. It's not b'toyras maximizing, like a township ordinance. It's b'toyras that when you plant a kerem, if you don't have the dalet amos, then you are considered to be encroaching on your neighbor's property. Moshul ma'adavar daimah. Right, if I, we're jumping ahead of ourselves right now, but it's easiest for us to envision. If I decide to pop a window into the wall that faces your backyard, right? There was no wall there, so now I'm encroaching on the usage of your property, or let's say, make it easier for us to visualize. I decide to plant a tree that's going to drop rotten apples into your backyard. Right? Something mazik you. So Chazal were saying, you're planting a kerem, that entails the achrayas of, so you are now b'toyras mazik. How do you prevent yourself from being a mazik? Giving dalet amos. Why are we asking you? Because you have dalet amos anyways to work the kerem. So Buchanan says that must be how Tosus learns pshat in the sugya. The dalet amos, why are we going to the Baal HaKerem? Only because Chazal had already told this person that when you plant the kerem, you're b'toyras mazik unless you take certain precautions. All right.
Wouldn't it be easier to explain to us just by saying that it's a unique hezek, that it's a hezek based off of an iser, and since it's incumbent on the Baal HaKerem to prevent kalayim, according to some people?
No, so then, so why is that? Who wants the miyashiv Ari's question? Go ahead.
Because the Baal
HaSada
doesn't
equal. Yeah, why both sides?
Didn't Rishonim say it's the gefanim or the? Or since it's the aggressive
place, but Tos is not saying that. That would be a good. That would be a very good hezber, but Tos is not saying that.
But because it's a hezek based off of the Isser of Kalayim, and the Isser of Kalayim is made, according to some, is mainly on.
But Tos didn't say Enachanami. But Tos is not saying that. No, that's why I wanted you to learn the Meiri first. If you learn the Meiri first, understand what Tos is choosing not to say.
Right? You just said Mazik. He didn't specify. Like, why can't it be a mazik? Because it's a mazik based off of a...
Perish l'bal ha-kerem v'ha-mazik. Da'arva amish omru l'harchik hu b'shvil ha-vaydas ha-kerem. And...
But I still don't see how we explain Tosafos' use of mazik. Like, what makes the Baal HaKerem the mazik there? Because of what? Because the takana that the Chachamim made about... which was because of
Kalayim,
though.
So that's the Nakuda, right? That's the point that Rochanan is saying. That the only way to understand this Tosfos is to explain that the Chiyuv of Dalet Amos was also established with Teres Mazik. All right, so just to understand the Nakuda, what's the problem in Tosfos and how Rochanan address it. What's bothering us in Tosfos is that the Lechaira, the Chayiv Achrayis is easy to understand if it's shared. Right? What the easy pshat is, we're both chayv and achrayas. Oimim loy gedor means I'm willing to put up my, I'm willing to do mine. Are you willing to do yours? What's for oimim loy gedor? Right? So oimim loy gedor means I'm paying, I'm willing to put up. I want you to be mitzarev with me. You're not mitzarev with me? Okay, then you're being makabel achrayas. Right? Now we understand, right? Next. Oimim loy gedor because you planted a kerem. That means you have more achrayas than I have. My wheat stands still, doesn't spread. Kerem spreads. Oimim legedor is another way of saying that's your achrayas, being a valid kerem. Good, get it. Right? However, comes Taisvis and says, Achidish. Oimim legedor, it's only if Oimim legedor. Otherwise, not chayav. Next chiddush. Why is Nichayev? Because there's supposed to be Dalet Amos over there. So that's very hard to understand. We're supposed to be Dalet Amos over there. But that was 30 years ago. Last year we had a wall. So now because the wall fell to 30 years, we go back to what would have been if there was no wall. Why does that make me It's like if nobody would have said, was the Kasha only because Tesva says it this way. And Tesva compares it to, Tesva says, and even Rabbi Yeshua's al Nizik Larchik, he talked about Hezek over here. And then Tesva says, but if it's because of some Dalet Amos for Kered, why Umm Legador? Chazal, I'm a Chayiv you. That's part of the Chayiv. Planting a Kerem, you have to give Dalet Amos. So Mechanan's bothered by. Why should the requirement of Dalet Amos that was put into place, which shouldn't be, that there should not be Kalayim, why does that make me into a Mazik? Why only if Amram Legedor makes me into a Mazik? So Mechonin says that the Lech Aira, in other words, even. What's bothering Mechonin, which should bother us in this Tosfos, is what Ari was saying. And Avraham was saying that if the Dalet Amos was a Kalayim Halacha, was solely a Kalayim Halacha, so then the responsibility of worrying about Kalayim is placed in both of us. You didn't give your Dalet Amos, okay? That's true. So you're not a nice guy. You didn't do the right thing. But I have Tvua that I now am responsible for. It's my Tvua. And it shouldn't become Kalayim. And certainly with Alochis of Necha, if I let it go, I'm letting my Tvua become Kalayim. So why do I have the right to take you to Beis Din? I had my Tvua right there. I could put up a wall. So I'm not... Or Malay Gedor, you put up a wall. You don't put up a wall? I'm taking you to Beis Din for killing my... What do we need? I didn't put up a wall. Good. I did a terrible thing. You can even ask even sharper. If I go to Beis Din, what should I be suing for? Not an American mind, in a halacha mind. American mind, you can sue for anything. So the guy was embarrassed that he had. Right? But in halacha dika mind, he sued for damage. That's right. So either you sue for damage or you sue for what that person owes. What is he owes? Paying the. To build the wall. That's his achrayas. I don't know if I can, from a halachic mind, why am I suing for the damage? I have to take care of my crops. What was the achrayas that he was faulty for? He didn't build the wall. So I should be able to sue him for what the cost of the wall. Why am I suing him for the damage to my property? Right? The damage on property is self-inflicted. I can put up a wall. I can sue him then for not paying for the wall. Why do I get to sue him for the damage on property? That certainly is a groma. So again, if you hold that we share the achrayas, I get it. If you hold because it's part of planting an aggressive crop, I get it. But when you say that because you had an obligation, I had an obligation to Dalet Amos. Fine. I fell down the obligation. I'll pay for the wall. I will not pay for the damage. Because I'm not a mazik. Why didn't you put up a wall and charge me? So Taisva says. So Taisva says, yeah, because he had Dalet Amos, he now becomes a mazik. So Vichon says, that makes him into a mazik. That makes him to a bad guy, a bad farmer, not to a mazik. So Taisva Vichon says it must be the only way that you could be mechayev him for the damage inflicted on my crops, because he didn't put up a wall, is if Chazal had told him, those Dalet Amos are b'teres mazik. Those Dalet Amos that we're asking, that's not just a din of klayim. It may come from a din of klayim, but ultimately, Chazal instituted Dalet Amos is saying, is that if you need to have Dalet Amos in your property anyways. If you don't put those Dalet Amos on the side of your neighbor, then you are unnecessarily imposing, damaging his property. You're unnecessarily causing damage. Again, that was part of the Tekonis Chazal. So it must be that Chazal, when they instituted the Dalet Amos, they said this is that not doing this will define you as inappropriately imposing yourself on somebody else's property. Ad kirei kach that. And apparently, Chazal said, and we're not saying that you're now going to be chayiv to pay for the drop in value. There's no way that's very difficult to figure out. What's the drop in the value of my property that I cannot plant to the fence? It's very hard to figure that out. What's the drop in value that I can't plant tomatoes there? What's the drop in value that I can have to put up a wall there? So Chazal said that the hezek is going to be measured against the damage that you do to that property. Why oimim le'gedor? So l'chora, that's what Shai said before. L'chora, once we put up a wall, now we're not sure. Was there a mechila or not? I do have the right to say that he was meichel on those Dalet Amos by putting up a wall. So he has to express that he is not meichel. Now, you'll tell me, but that doesn't make any sense, because if it's shayach for him to be meichel, so then if he, what's he saying when he's saying I'm not meichel? So Rabbi Chanan would say, Chazal told me, without those Dalet Amos, I'm a mazik. He is, by putting up a fence there, he is moichel on the hezek. He can be moichel on the hezek. I can tell you, let your animals come to my back, I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Right? Let your kids play basketball. I can be moichel on the hezek. I can say, put up a window there, it doesn't bother me. And Lu Yitzur, then we had a conversation about using the property, and that we'll put up a wall, and you'll never ever have to worry about that. But putting up the wall itself, did that create an understanding of there was no conversation? So that's where I have to be forthcoming and saying the wall is not a mechila on you being a mazik. You pop up a window we'll discuss that. That's the chazaka question that we discussed. Is there a chazaka? You have a wall, you have a window there. Can I wake up one morning and say, ah, today it bothers me? Is there a chazaka? So by hezek, we don't say there's a chazaka. But again, so what did we learn today? So let's just make a sikum. In the sukze, in the next sugya, in the sugya hezek shen and nikar, of hezek riya, and the next sugya will require that we're going to release the Gemara till Gimel and Aleph to look at the sugya. But in terms of the sugya of kalayim, so we learned the hakdama to the different forms, the five forms of kalayim, and the chiluk of kaloye akera. And then yesterday we focused on the din of necha, nechusa, das, and we explained the Tosfos that says that the das is based on zera. I have a halacha to make, and that maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, but that. I want you to start working the next sugya. And then, as we explained yesterday, why Dumya de Zeriah is a din in Nechusa. That's the Geder of Zeriah in Melech HaShabbos and maybe in Shemitah as well. Next. Today, we focused on the Chiyav Achrayas. What's the Chiyav Achrayas based on? So the Mechudishtik approach is Taisvus. That the Chiyav Achrayas is based on the requirement of Alamis. If not for Taisvus, again, we'd have an easy time understanding. The Chiyav Achrayas is mutual, get it. Chiyav Achrayas is part of planting Kramam, get it. Chiyav Achrayas is based on a Dalet Amis Likadin, that's what Mechanan says. That doesn't make any sense. Unless, this is a beautiful example of the Brisker Malach. So Mechanan says, in order for Tosis to make sense, we have to understand that the Dalet Amis Din was the Din in Hezek. Your kasha is, it makes no sense, so why should Dalet Amis be Mechayiv in Hezek? Teretz must be that the Dalet Amis is what defines you as a Mazik. Being Oymim Le'Gedor, right? Oymim Le'Gedor, three different pshatim. Either it means, Oymim Le'Gedor means, look, we are both, Oymim Le'Gedor means, I'm willing to pay, will you pay? If you don't pay, you're Chayiv. Oymim Le'Gedor means, hey Yois, you planted Keramim, so you have the Chiyiv. Taisva says, no, Oymim Le'Gedor means that I'm not Moichel in the Dalet Amis. And then Taisva says, and then Rabbi Chanan explains, so it must be that the Dalet Amis was not only defined as a din in Kalayim, it was defined as a din of using, how can you use your property in a way that doesn't damage my property? But then, if Chazal was saying, but if you use those Dalet Amis and you take care of, then you're a Masik. Putting up the wall means I'm Meichel in Hezek. The wall falls and I don't say Gedor, I'm being Meichel. But Chazal said, when you plant the Kerem, if you don't put Dalet Amis there, then you're a mess. Good. Later we'll stop. You have a question, you can take questions afterward. Yeah.
That initial Torah that Chazal made,